Well, I talked to several people today, including interviewing Michael Yon, and nobody that I talked to is buying into this left-wing, you know, kumbaya, everybody, let's hug each other, and let's just all get along now. It's just one giant love fest. Nobody's buying it. And you know why? Because the history of what the Democrats have done to Trump, what they've done to America, what they've done to Trump supporters, how they have weaponized the government, the corporations, the universities, they've weaponized it against Christians, against white people, how they've engaged in mass censorship and vaccine coercion, how they've harmed children in schools with lockdowns and masks, and on and on, the fraud, the corruption, the lies, the false inflation numbers, it just goes on and on. The building of the bioweapons, the unleashing of the bioweapons onto the American people, and the rigged elections that are still being rigged right now, and the fact that so many of these leftists, they wanted Trump to die. They were celebrating Trump being shot, and they were praying that he would be killed. And that's the way they feel about you and I as well. These leftists, they want good Americans to die because they hate America, because they are demons. Let's just be honest. The Democrats are demons, and they hate life. That's why they want to murder and mutilate their own children. They hate America. They hate Trump. They hate Christians. They hate humanity. And now to suddenly think like, oh, no, let's all get along. Are you kidding me? Now, suddenly you want to get along because you got defeated in an election? No, folks, I'm telling you, it's an act on their part. It's an act. They're planning something big. I don't know what it is exactly, but somehow the order went out to Kamala and the other Democrats to push this let's all get along narrative for right now. And it's a temporary narrative. It's just an act. It's just a strategy. They are actually engaged in a war against us, a war against America. And anytime they play nice, it's just because they want you to let your guard down. And my co-host for Decentralized TV, my co-host Todd Pittner, said something very profound today. He said that, you know, there can be no healing without repentance. And I'm not seeing anybody on the left apologize for any of the shenanigans and the lawlessness that they pulled over these last, let's call it, 8 years. Are you? Are you seeing them apologize for the lawfare against Trump? No, I haven't seen that at all. Are you seeing them apologize for the discrimination against white people with the DEI and the woke policies? No. Are they apologizing for all the censorship that they carried out, especially during COVID and naming the Dirty Dozen? Are they apologizing for any of that? No. Is the left-wing media apologizing for being wrong about COVID, about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines? No. I haven't seen one apology. There can be no healing without repentance, and they will not repent because they don't think they've done anything wrong. They still think that they are in the right. They're just playing like they want to get along now in order to motivate you to let your guard down. That's all this is. Now, in terms of what they have coming, well, it's got to be something really, really big, or they wouldn't be ordering their people to pull back right now and play nice. So they need conservative America to let down your guard, to make you more vulnerable to whatever's coming, because it's so big that it's going to impact everybody. So they need everybody to have their guard let down. So think about what this means. It's something so big that it impacts everybody across America. Well, that means it's got to be something more than just some, you know, local bomb or false flag or something like that. It's got to be something nationwide that they're planning. Well, what would that be? What would a nationwide attack on America, you know, really look like? Well, it could be a false flag, a cyber attack on the power grid, or a cyber attack on the financial institutions, an EMP attack, or something. But in order for the Democrats to get what they want, which is to prevent Trump from taking office, remember, that's got to be their number one goal at this moment, to prevent Trump from taking office, whatever they're planning has to be big enough to cause enough chaos that the very functioning of government to be able to even achieve a transition would have to be so severely sabotaged that, you know, inauguration would have to be canceled, in other words. So something so big that it cancels the inauguration. Well, what would that be? And I think, you know, the only answer really is there would have to be some kind of war. Some kind of war so huge, some kind of emergency so big that it is existential. It's an existential threat to the entire nation, to where, number one, they would probably make Kamala president. So they kick Joe Biden out, you know, 25th Amendment, whatever it takes. They make Kamala president. Then they launch this emergency, whatever it is. And then they have Kamala declare, you know, national emergency, martial law, whatever's necessary, and suspending the Constitution and suspending the transition, whatever's required. They would have to take us out of a constitutional jurisdiction and put us under a military jurisdiction. So what kind of attack would allow them to do that? Think about this with me. What kind of attack? Because it's something they're planning. Very clearly, they're planning it. Now, I've said before that another option would be that they wait for Trump to take power, and then they do a rug pull in order to cause financial chaos, financial collapse, you know, activating all of the enemy combatants in the country, carrying out sabotage operations, etc., to try to really crush the nation under Trump and force him to declare martial law. And that's the other possibility that I see. But if they do that, then he's in power at that time. And I don't think they want him to get in power. And I do not think that the Democrats will voluntarily give up power. I don't think they will voluntarily transfer power to Trump. In other words, they will stop it one way or another. They will never give up their power, because they know most of them are going to prison. They're going to be prosecuted, because America is fed up with their criminality. And there's so much popular pressure now on Trump and on his team and on the people around him, his advisors, etc. And you can probably hear it in my voice too. The American people support Trump carrying out mass arrests of the traitors, the treasonous actors, people like Alejandro Mayorkas, should be, in my opinion, arrested and prosecuted for treason against this country, for running the invasion camps, funding them, enabling them, planning and plotting them. If you get disclosure over Mayorkas's notes and emails and private texts, the guy's guilty of treason. I'm certain of it. That's all going to come out. Once Trump takes power, these people like Mayorkas and others, and think about, you know, Sullivan and Nuland and others, these people will have to flee the country. They would much rather find a way to stop Trump from being sworn in. So that's the first threat that we all face right now, is that whatever they're doing is designed to stop Trump from being sworn in. Now, are there legal maneuvers where they can attempt to achieve that? Yes, they can try something on January 6th, like, well, let's call it an insurrection, because that's what they called it. But this time, you know, Congressman Ratskin and others have said they're just not going to allow Trump to be certified as the president. They're just going to say, well, you're just not allowed because of the 14th Amendment, which is absurd, but they'll try it. They'll try that on January 6th. And if they fail, then they still have 14 days before the swearing in. So that time segment right there between January 6th and January 20th, doesn't that seem to you like that is their last desperate attempt? Like if they can cause something so big, so catastrophic, if they can even if they could crater the federal government themselves or cause a financial collapse or cause a crisis so big in those 14 days, that they will do that. They will take that opportunity because these people would rather destroy America than for themselves to face prison. Believe me, they would rather destroy the whole country. They would rather tear it down than see Trump run it. Have no illusions. These are not nice people, these Democrats. These are not nice people. And even the everyday people that, you know, put Kamala Harris signs in their yard, these people are mentally ill. And they are filled with rage. They're filled with hatred towards America, towards men, towards Trump. They hate this nation. They're triggered by the flag. They hate the American flag. They hate the Constitution. These people would put you and I into a death camp without a second thought. Gladly, they would have put us in death camps. And they would have exterminated every last one of us without hesitation. That's who Democrats are. That's the level of the brainwashing that they have been subjected to. And some people say, well, that's why they're victims. They're victims of brainwashing. And I say, they're adults. They're responsible for their own decisions. You can't tell me that they're all just victims that have no responsibility for their own state of mind. They have a responsibility. They could have seen through the propaganda and the fakery, just like you and I have seen through it. Do we not hold adults accountable for their own minds now? I mean, come on. They're responsible. They're not victims. They're active participants in what was planned to be a Marxist takeover, a coup against America to destroy and overthrow this country. And they very nearly achieved it. They were one state away, Pennsylvania. They were one state away. Well, I guess, given where Trump ended up with the electoral votes, maybe it's two states, maybe it's two or three. But anyway, what do you end up with? 312? So what is that? 42 electoral votes away. But that's how close it came. And they're not done yet. They are determined to destroy this country. If they can't do it by rigging elections, they'll do it through some other means. They still have a lot of cards to play. They have a lot of false flags they can roll out. They still control most of the deep state, the intelligence community, the Pentagon, the media, educational institutions. They control state governments. They control governorships. They still control almost everything. Don't think that they're just going to surrender and say, okay, we give up, we lost, we got rejected, we're going to learn from our mistakes, and we're going to be better people from now on. No, they're not. They're not going to be better people. They're going to be worse people. They're going to try to kill you. They're going to try to destroy the country. They're going to try to bring America to its knees, and they're going to try to absolutely exterminate Trump and his administration. Have no illusions. Don't be fooled by these people. They have proven again and again and again that they are evil, wicked demons. They have no repentance. They've offered no apologies. They do not even think they're wrong. They think that they just need to try harder next time to overthrow the country. They think it's perfectly okay to mutilate children. They think it's perfectly okay to have America overrun by illegals. You've got governors like Massachusetts now saying she's going to protect illegals and block the federal government under Trump from deporting those illegals. I mean, these are statements of straight up treason. She should be arrested, removed from her governorship, arrested, and charged with treason. I mean, that's what it's going to come to. And once Trump is sworn in, I wouldn't be surprised, and I would absolutely support him arresting any governor and any mayor that is harboring illegal aliens. Arrest them. They're violating their oaths of office. They swore an oath to defend and protect the Constitution and to defend and protect their states and their cities, and they violated those oaths blatantly. Arrest them, remove them from power, charge them with sedition or treason, whatever's the appropriate charge. That is, in fact, the only proper answer to this. It's not about, oh, we can all heal. Can't heal while we're being invaded. And the people allowing the invasion are still in charge. They're just going to conquer and destroy the country if you let them. You need to stop the evil, stop the invasion, stop the lawlessness. And to do that, you got to take a stand and you got to be tough. Healing can come after we cut out the cancer. You know, it's not enough to just say, oh, somebody's got a giant cancer tumor there. Oh, well, let's just hug it. No. You got to defeat the cancer tumor. Now, I know how to defeat cancer tumors with nutrition and all kinds of things like, black cumin seed and so on. Some people would just cut it out. Some people would irradiate it. I would defeat it with nutrition and turmeric and anti-cancer nutrients and so on. But you don't just say, oh, I just love the cancer. We're just going to get along with the cancer. That's like hugging your trash before you take it out. You're taking out the trash. What are you going to do? Hug and kiss the trash? No, it's stinky. It's garbage. You're going to take out the trash. And yeah, by this metaphor, by trash, I mean the Marxist lunatics who are deliberately trying to destroy this nation. They are trash. They mutilate children. They murder children. They are trash. They are wicked. They are demons. We're taking out the trash here. That's what this election was all about. This is the take out the trash election for America. That's why Trump drove the garbage truck and people loved it because everybody feels the same. It's time to take out the trash. Take out the demons. Cast them out. Restore sanity to this country. The only way to do it is to stand up against these evil, wicked demons. Not to try to get along with them, but to denounce them and remove them from power. This country will not be safe until the entire Democrat Party ceases to exist. You know, politically dismantling it. It needs to be banished and exposed for its fraud, its money laundering operations. Do you know how many Democrats in California get their fundraising from drug cartels and human trafficking kickbacks and money laundering through Ukraine? You have any idea? The entire Democrat Party is a criminal enterprise. It's a mafia on steroids. The Democrat Party should be prosecuted under RICO. It's a racketeering operation. And I pray that under Trump, that it can be exposed and dismantled. And the truth needs to be told. History needs to be written about this. How corrupt and evil and demonic the Democrat Party has been for decades, if not generations. So this is what we're up against. Do not try to appease evil. Dismantle it and defeat it. Reject it. Call it out. Expose it. That's how you deal with evil. If you have a venomous snake that's trying to attack you, you don't try to hug it. It will bite you. You deal with it as you would a venomous snake. So be wise about this and be cautious. The Democrats are faking it right now. They're planning something big. And if we're not prepared for it, it's going to take everybody by surprise. And they could use it to destroy this nation. And it's probably only some number of weeks away. That's my best guess. But stay tuned, stay informed. They may use the internet kill switch. They may shut off all comms. Make sure you have backup comms. Make sure that you are prepared for what's coming, because clearly it's going to be something absolutely monstrous, way bigger than 9/11, way bigger than anything that we've experienced in this country before. They're planning to kill this nation. This is like a national life or death crisis for the Republic. That's what we're facing. All right. Thank you for listening. Stay prepared. You can hear more of my videos and interviews at brighteon.com. You can check out all the preparedness deals that we have set up for you at rangerdeals.com. Discount codes, lots of different providers of different things there, or shop at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America, and I pray for all your safety. Take care.
Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana Crunchy Munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, Anatto Vitamin E Tocotrienols soft gels. That's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this. And we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory-tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.